And it's Hacker Voice Radio once again for the 12th of August 2005. And that is Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. And we're joined once again with Planet Lave. And we've got some new announcements, but I'll let Planet introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Planet Lave. I'd just like to dedicate that song there, Queen's Don't Stop Me Now, to users of voice over IP everywhere.
Yeah.
And the reason why will become clear later.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. We've got a fucking fantastic announcement to tell everyone. It is our website has been generously donated by Planet. And quite a lot of hosting space as well, so we can happily put up all our episodes up, so that in case one of you to fall asleep or miss the show or anybody like that doesn't get to catch the live stream and has to basically pick it up from the archives, and all the archives will be posted up on the website, as well as relevant information and pictures and such like.
Anything we can come up with, basically.
Yeah, and I had to play around with it today, and I changed a few things, and I hope it looks at least half decent.
Looks a shitload better than how I made it.
No, I'm sure like you spent like 3 seconds on it or something. So yeah.
Four?
4 seconds. Yeah. You know, it's cool. I thought you were just going to have like reserved or something like that up there.
Nah, I'm not having it advertised for the hosting company when I'm paying the bastards, so exactly. Screw them.
I did notice their little webpage up there.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's still in the things.
I think I deleted it, I'm not sure.
Good. Yeah. Don't need it anymore, man.
But I had to play around with that, and I actually plugged in a little script in there to actually monitor the stream server. So it brings up all the stats and everything, what's going on, what the previous songs were and the current song that's playing. That's done in PHP, so it was a case of just playing around with that for a little while. Didn't take too long, because the reason I had to do it is because the hosting company, they have their own kind of server status window, but they didn't actually allow me to play around with it. So instead of having to link to it, I just thought, well, it'd be better if I just end up actually...
joining channel.
Wow, sorry about that. It'd be better to just make your own, and that's what I did, and I got a few scripts off the net and, you know, changed them around a bit. So there you go, enjoy.
And as always, please send in your feedback.
Yeah.
If you think there's anything we should do, any cool ideas you've got, send it to hackervoice@gmail.com.
Definitely. And we will be having a number so that you can call. I plan to set that up within the next few, let's say, days maybe, so that people can call in direct to the show when we're broadcasting live, or leave a message on voicemail, so that will be good. And all the messages will be played back during the show if they pass a certain test, which is, you know, no fucking around.
As long as it's not someone ringing up having a wank.
Yeah, exactly.
You get enough of that from me.
Yeah. the amount of messages I've had to delete, just you go...
Sorry, wrong number. Shit, I don't know you.
Yeah, just you going in the background. Yeah.
I was slapping a toad against my desk, honestly, right. That's all.
Yeah.
Right. I do that a lot. What?
You were slapping a toad against your dick. I'm the desk.
That too. I had one in each hand.
Yeah.
Hands free, baby.
Yeah, baby. It's the way to go. On a serious note, there is no serious notes, I don't think, at the moment. Let's just see if we can bring up any topics that are going to be interesting for the next few hours of the show. Because we always end up having it in, you know, last time I checked the time, it was like 20 minutes, then half an hour, then it's fucking an hour and a half, and we haven't really noticed the fact that an hour has passed. There's a few things we want to talk about, one of which is about Scottish Police removing Star Office, which, in fact, I don't know if you've ever had to the pleasure of using it, is a piece of shit. I'm moving to Microsoft Office. Then we've got some FCC stuff about phone tapping and voice over IP. A cool little keyboard that will set you back around $80, which basically has no letters on it. It has no letters at all on the keyboard, which I think is kind of useless, but, you know, for €80, you can have one of those. Or you can take your own, get a fucking filing thing or some sandpaper and sandpaper all the keys off for free. And also, a move over iPod, here comes Microsoft. Looks like Microsoft are trying to take over iPods. I haven't fully read that article, but I sure will now.
That'll be the day.
Yeah. Looks like they're trying to get into every orifice they can.
Yeah. They're like airport security.
Yeah, exactly.
I shouldn't really say that because I'm going to go and see those guys Monday.
Yeah.
Shout out to airport security everywhere. We love you guys. Yeah. Please don't stick your finger up my bum.
Oh, so you're the guy off that radio show. Come in the back.
We got a special treat for you, yeah. Puppy. Oh, God.
Ooh. I can see your tears. Yeah. And I'm playing in the background, playing a little bit of, why have I got Red Dwarf on? I don't know.
Because it's cool. Up to Series 7.
Yeah, but it's Red Dwarf, and this is a radio show. So instead,
yeah, but it's a geek radio show, yeah, really.
Exactly. So I've switched over to Spice Girls and Mama. Because...
Pardon?
Because I...
That's it, I quit. I'm out of here.
Dung. Because I think Planet really, really likes this, and I think it would be really cool if it was on our past six songs. It would just, you know, warm my heart.
The Spice Girls, Mama.
Yeah.
Oh, Mama. I thought you'd be too young to remember the Spice Girls.
God.
A whippersnapper.
I don't know why it's on my computer. I swear I didn't put it on there.
That's what I said about all that porn.
Yeah.
In court,
the piece came around.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. It's just there. Something happened. Nah, I'm joking.
That's a bit better. A bit of drum and bass.
Just a little bit of drum and bass. And you will find, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of our website, a nice picture. So I won't say what it is, but I think it looks great on that black background. It really does.
It works really well.
It works really well. And you'll find a little attempt at making a logo by Planet at the bottom, of which is, you know, I'm just going to remove my one and have that as my signature because it's just class. And
it's kind of one of the early beta logos.
It is,
yeah. It didn't really go through
it didn't
phase.
Go through the testing phase. But we thought we'll put it up there anyway. Also, there's a wise words section on there because we come up with these really quirky kind of things where we move on through the show, and I thought it'd be a real waste if we forget those. So there's a place for us to kind of just remember, you know, good times past of weird things that we've said, because I always end up going, oh shit, I'm going to have to register that website or something stupid like that. But it's usually Planet.
We're soon going to have to put up a whole new page for that.
Yeah.
And put on what episode it's on.
Yeah, and what we said, and maybe a little sound clip of it as well.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. And there's also a live webcam. Now, for you that you may have noticed, that's actually fake, but I will be posting up random pictures of me doing weird things.
Masturbating.
During the show. Yeah. As well, so... yeah.
Free porn.
Exactly. I might want to get like a little script that just changes that image every time you refresh the page, so it's like me doing something different each time. And don't ask what.
I'm scared to ask.
Yeah. So, would you like to take a hold of one of these, or have you got one of your own things that you want to drop in, like something to do with OS X?
Yeah, let's kick off with the OS X thing.
Yeah.
And I do have to warn listeners before starting this, I didn't give it as much of a reading as I really should have.
Right.
Didn't have time, unfortunately.
Okay.
But if you are listening today on the 12th of August, then go to wired.com and you will see one of their more recent stories is about the new Mac OS X for the x86 platform.
Yeah.
They're going to be running this on Intel hardware, kind of, pretty soon. Now, what's happened is they've just started releasing this to their developer partner kind of people. People who shell up a few quid, and then they get the software a bit early and get to piss around with it and develop applications on it. Now, what's happened is somebody's leaked a copy of it.
Right.
And other people have gotten a hold of it, and they've basically bypassed. I think it's one of the chips that it's kind of a DRM thing. So this thing will only run on certain hardware. It has to be this kind of processor, this kind of motherboard, and so on and so forth.
Right.
They've got the operating system just to ignore that and go around it. So, now they can run it on all kinds of x86 hardware.
Okay.
And it's growing all the time. They say they're writing their own kind of drivers for it, although there is another Mac-type word for it, which I didn't pick up on.
Yeah.
Not a Mac user.
No, neither am I.
They cost fucking loads. And the article actually kicks off with the line that says, "Imagine if your next Mac could cost you only $300 and run faster than any G4 or G5 you've ever used."
Yeah. I'd probably have to change my underwear.
Yeah. It goes on to say, "Hackers have found a way to bypass a chip designated to prevent the Mac OS from running on non-Apple PCs, which are often cheaper than Macs. Some of the hackers are running the tweaked version of this operating system on their PCs natively. Others are using the system with VMware, which allows the Mac OS to support more PC hardware."
Sounds good.
"Hackers and curious computer users this week have been downloading the tweaked Mac OS X for PCs, nicknamed OS X86, from several websites connected to the BitTorrent file distribution system." OS X86 is designed to run on Apple computers' next generation of hardware, which some are calling Macintels. And others, I like that. That's why I just wanted to read this one line out. And others called Mactels. Because the machines will run on Intel microprocessors rather than the current PowerPC processors used in everyday normal Macs that are going on at the minute.
Good.
So, basically,
pardon me.
This has been leaked from the Apple Developer Program, the Mac OS X for the official 8.6 platform. Okay. And people have taken it, I think kind of reversed engineered it, and they're starting to work on it more and more, and trying to get it working with different hardware.
Yeah.
Now, they're saying that this thing runs like a fucking nightmare. It's incredible.
Wow.
You know, Macs run pretty fast, especially when you're number crunching.
Sure.
And this apparently puts it to shame.
Fuck.
Just normal Mac hardware leaves it behind.
Yeah.
And the article does go on to cover different points of view from people who are Mac lovers, people who are Intel lovers, and people who have various points of view, and some are saying, yeah, well, it's because Intel's kicking ass, man, and, you know, this is great. And other people are saying, oh, no, it's just because this software is in beta and it's not running everything that's going to really run.
Yeah.
So you can't really judge them side by side.
Sure.
The site here that is kind of handling all the information about it is http://, as always, OSX86 Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, that is, .org.
Okay, and that link will be up on our website as well.
We'll have to bung that in.
Yep, sure.
Just so people can get the easy way of clicking to it and finding the information.
Good stuff.
Always a good thing.
Good stuff.
And it does sound really, really interesting. Mm. I think they are in pretty murky waters.
Yeah.
If you go to the OSX86 project, they do have a lot of disclaimers saying this is just about theory. You know, we're just about information sharing.
Yeah.
We don't support piracy. We don't dispute it here. Maybe some of the people who've come here have kind of, you know, been involved in that, but that's nothing to do with us, the site. We're just about sharing kind of the information.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in to see if that works as a disclaimer. You know, because it is true. They are just there to kind of provide information on what's going on and build a community of like-minded people who want to do this. And is that wrong?
No, I'm all for making something better than it is. That should not be... If you can get something to work, like, you know, fucking perfectly, and getting it out to the people, then I'm all for that. Why should it be banned? Why should it be something that's wrong? I don't see why.
It's the very definition of hacking, of taking something, messing around with it, making it do something that it wasn't really designed to do, and improving it.
Exactly.
But, I mean, legally, do you reckon Apple are going to go after them? Because they went after everyone who leaked OSX 10.4, and they...
I think they will.
I think they will,
but saying that, they might even employ some of those people.
I'd be interested to see.
Yeah.
If they do. Because there was a quote there, I think, by Bruce Schneider, the big security expert kind of guy.
Yeah.
Kind of an internet celebrity. Hmm. And I think his quote was... that Apple won't really do anything about it because they're cooler than Microsoft. Now, thanks for the facts there, Bruce.
Yeah.
You basically said, Apple are a better company.
Yeah.
It's like, right, you're basing that on what?
They are.
All the recent legal stuff that they've been going through, taking people to court, shutting them up. Yeah, they're pretty cool people, aren't they?
Yeah.
I like them.
What
they should do is, like you say, give these people a fucking job.
Yeah.
You know, they've managed to do something. You tried to stop them from doing, and this will probably benefit your product a shitload.
Sure.
If you can get these guys and go, how the hell did you do that? Yeah. Show us. Hey, I tell you what, if we give you a load of money, right, and a load of these workstations here, do you reckon you could do something even better?
Yeah, do you reckon
funding,
we could completely revolutionise our company? Yeah.
They could do with it.
They could.
You know, they're starting to slow down a little bit now after the iPod.
Definitely. I think the iPod was a big fuck-up for them.
Well, I think it really brought them to...
It was a financial boost. Yeah, definitely. They made a fuckload of money out of it. But with all the battery problems, kind of software problems and all that kind of stuff...
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I haven't had any problems with mine yet, God willing. But that's because the battery runs down so quick.
Yeah.
I only use it like about once a month. So I haven't noticed any software problems yet, because it's had very fucking little use.
So, you bought an iPod. Do you know which which generation it is? Or?
The latest one, the iPhoto kind of one.
Ah,
so
right.
I think that's the fourth generation.
You haven't seen my little toy?
Your iRiver?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a quick look because you were able to do the 126 recording.
That's right,
It's a tasty little thing.
It is, definitely. And the amount of shit that comes with it, just shits and giggles, is incredible.
Made me very fucking jealous when you told me all about it in the initial test run of the show. Because you were running it through that and you were saying all the specs of it and all it can do and how much it cost you, most of all. And I about had a heart attack and said, shit, I could have bought probably about two or three of those for what I paid for my iPod.
Fuck.
Fuck.
I don't want to say
you're living it.
You got bummed, mate.
I got bummed by Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I'm his bitch.
Yeah.
One thing I will say in defense of the iPod and Apple products in general is the care they go into with the packaging. When you buy an Apple product,
it's really a small thing.
When you buy an Apple product, you do feel like you bought something special. And it is because they've spent a lot of time in the marketing and figuring out what people want and getting good designers to do this kind of thing.
Sure.
You get the iPod, at least I did, in kind of a square box. You slide the outer wrapper off and it opens up and there's all this information on it. It's like, oh, okay. And then you open other bits up and there's cables coming out. And as a geek, I'm like, oh, cables, wow, that's a FireWire one. Oh, that's a USB 2. That's so cool. They've given me a choice there. Oh, bless them. They love me. Aww. And getting all this other stuff out. And it is really well designed and very logical. And it gives you that illusion that you've really bought something worthwhile.
Good, yeah.
Now, people who don't know the specs of, you know, 15 gig versus 30 gig, let's say, you know, and how many songs it is and stuff like that, they will be very drawn in by that. And it's a real consumer kind of product.
Yeah.
And it does work. Well, not the iPod.
Yeah.
The battery life's too shit. But the marketing of the packaging and everything like that, it really does give you kind of a euphoric feeling.
Sure, but it just looks really good, that's why.
Yeah. They did do a design classic on that.
Yeah.
And I think they will be the kings of the field for quite a long time. Mm.
Especially
apparently Microsoft's after them, you say.
Yeah, but iPod Shuffle.
In other news...
In other news, Microsoft are doing something we don't really give a shit about.
That's news!
That's news, goodbye. You can tune out now.
Microsoft did something today and the world didn't take notice.
Yes. We fell asleep. And someone
had trying to open a beer there very slyly.
And someone had a wank in Asia.
More on that at 9.
Yes. You'll have a notice, I have changed the live webcam picture has changed at the moment.
Ooh, let's have a look. Yes. Hey, there's you.
Yes.
Now the FBI know who you are.
Yes, but I have blurred my face out.
Good man.
I'm not actually that beautiful. I just stuck somebody's else.
Is that photoshopped?
Yes.
That's Brad Pitt, isn't it?
Yeah. And look, that cock, that's not good.
You must have a balance problem.
Yeah. God. Anyway, let's go with Microsoft and iPod, which is kind of what we were talking about a few seconds ago.
Segue into that one rather nicely.
Okay, I'm going to have to warm myself up here. Come on.
What exactly are you warming?
My
Don't want to know.
Here we go. Move over iPod. Here comes Microsoft. An interview with Bloomberg News Wednesday. Microsoft Digital Media Division Chief Eric Huggers, nice name, said iPod would have a stronger competition by the holiday season. How would supporters of Apple's iPod have pointed out Microsoft made the same claim last year, yet the variable music player continued to widen the gap between itself and the Windows-based competitors. Come this fall, there is going to be a number of devices that get close to competition of Apple's iPods, Huggers told the news service. You can't really, you know... take a man seriously when he's saying name is Huggers. He also said that
he sounds like some kind of nappy.
Yeah. He also
water resistant Huggers.
Yeah. He also said that he's flexible to the touch, and he with wings. He also said that the second quarter of the next year would be several players to compete directly with the iPod in terms of industrial design, usability, and functional features. Microsoft has struggled over the past 2 years, oh no shit, to find a player that could compete with iPod. Several players such as Creative Zen, Micro, and iRiver, yay!
Boom.
Have lined up. No, it's good, man.
iRiver rock stars.
I'm just jealous.
With iPod. The players have shown promise, however, neither company has ever been able to gain more than 5% market share.
Anus.
Apple, meanwhile, control 75 to 80% fuck of the MP3 player market, according to industry estimates. Analysts say that it's going to take a long time to throw Apple off its throne. Definitely. And we'll see if Microsoft are successful. My prediction is...
Our survey said...
Hello, Dave.
I got some pegs belonging to you.
Yes, I don't think it's going to be happening anytime soon.
No, because if Microsoft ever do bite the bullet and make their own hardware, MP3 kind of player,
yeah,
they're going to fill it with DRM kind of shit.
Yeah, definitely. And adverts.
So you can't... Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can only plug it into a Vista machine.
Yeah.
And you can only put in MP3s that have been definitely ripped through Microsoft's MP3 ripper, where the CD's fucking... Oh, Jesus, you know, all confirmed.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Hmm. Definitely, there's going to be some sort of play around with what's going on there. It's just going to be like, you can only use it on a certain machine, you can only use it on that machine, and every single one of the tracks that you can transfer to have to be DRM, you know, certified and all that bollocks.
Yep.
I'm not saying that will happen, but let's just say...
I'd be very surprised if they didn't do it with all the other shit that
yeah.
they did.
Let's just
now.
Say, you know, come back to this archive today. It's the 12th of August 2005, and let's say a few months down the line, see if we were right or wrong. I can guarantee you that we are right.
Apparently it's all going to happen in the holiday season, so you won't have to wait too long.
No. Well, isn't the holiday season come and gone? Or at least for
I think
most
it,
of the
they mean Christmas and Thanksgiving, the end of the year kind of thing.
Oh, yes. Because Christmas...
I don't think they mean the school holiday system, season, rather.
No. Because Christmas is a big push for a lot of companies to get their shit out. And, yeah, I'd be surprised if Microsoft do get some sort of gain on the market share.
Look at that, Apple, 75 to 80% of the market.
Yeah.
Again, that's consumers, as I was saying last night, who want something they can get off the shelf, never work.
Yeah.
You know.
It will work.
Yeah.
But I don't see why...
It'll run down pretty quick, yeah, but it will work.
I don't see why you have to buy an iPod when you could buy an iRiver. Seriously.
You don't have to.
No.
Obviously.
iRivers work much better than iPods. They can
there
play.
Are other MP3 players out there as well that play different formats such as Orbis and WMA. And surely, maybe that's a better thing for them.
I haven't had a format that my iRiver won't play. It'll play AVIs as well. So, movies.
Bow chicka wow chicka wow chicka wow wow bow chicka wow back on.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, I've come to fix the plumbing.
Where did that come from?
Those are the only kind of AVIs I've got.
Oh, okay.
80s porn.
Yeah.
Oh, run, Jeremy. Your cock is so big. I've actually seen him in the flesh.
Who?
Not in the flesh, as in his penis. Ron Jeremy.
Oh, have you touched him?
No, it was... in HMV, but it was over one of the other kind of CD racks.
Right.
He was there to do a speech, and I was looking at CDs.
Ah.
I walked past and went, "This fucking Rod Jeremy!" Oh, man!
I've wanked over you so many times.
Well, not over him. But, you know, the people who... Well, the women, he was sticking his cock into.
Yeah.
That's what I wanked over.
Ah.
I'm giving away too much wanking information.
Yes, you are. Like the last episode, it's like, you know, you're
just... wanking for comic relief.
Yeah. God, where are we taking this? Really?
Where are we headed, mate? Where are we you know, heading? It's just, going downhill.
Filth.
I'll end up doing one on air.
Yeah. God, don't get me started. Oh.
Jesus. I don't want to know where we're taking this. I'm just going to pull back.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull out.
Pull out before it's too late. Pull out before it feels too good.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Right. Let's go straight into our next topic, which is, I don't know, do you want to do this one, or shall I do it? Or?
Which one we got?
What's next? Do you want to do the Scottish one? Because that one sounds kind of funny, or is it kind of boring?
The Scottish one you already did.
Kind of fucking ran through it.
It's crap.
Well,
there's not much to say about it.
All I have to say is, why not go for OpenOffice? Free product, very compatible with everything else, instead of going with... Microsoft Office, I don't know.
I've never tried Star Office or Open Office.
Yeah.
If Open Office is fully compatible with all versions of Microsoft products, then you should probably use that if it's free.
Sure.
Because something that's going to be a priority for them as
cost.
The police, as well, yeah, there is that. But, if files come in from other police stations, they don't want to be sitting there dicking around, not being able to open it. Hmm. Or it opens it and it interprets it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, all the graphics are missing, and, you know, the mugshots of these guys and stuff like that. Going, oh, sorry, we're on Linux.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys are on Windows. You know, therefore, if your guys living over here in our jurisdiction, then we can't bust them because we don't know what the fuck it looks like. They will need a lot of compatibility with the other police stations everywhere.
Right.
And if Office, Open Office can do that with whatever the hell the other places are using, which I assume blindly is Microsoft, then use Open Office. It's free and it's compatible.
Definitely.
So hit it.
Oh, I just want to say that there's been 1,955 hits to our stream server.
Oh, that was just me.
Yeah.
I was just trying to make us
clickety,
both feel good.
Clickety, 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 clickety.
That is a lot.
That is
a lot. I thought we'd get about two.
No.
One from you, one from me.
Yeah. Just to check that if it's still up.
So we've got two other stories that we're going to get through.
Yeah.
The FCC and the Uber Geek keyboard.
It is,
which one do you want?
Very impressive. I might go with the Uber Geek keyboard because I find it... I'm going to have a little rant.
Right.
About that. And do you want to talk about the Voicer IP and stuff like that? And I might drop in as well a few comments.
Yeah, I'll take this one.
Cool.
Now.
It's all yours, baby.
Story is, an Associated Press report posted on the Vonage VoIP forums discusses the new CALEA regulations, I've never heard of them, that will make it easier for law enforcement to tap internet phone calls.
Right.
The article claims that the new law will also make computer systems more vulnerable to hackers. According to some digital privacy and civil liberties groups, I totally messed up the emphasis on that sentence. while the groups don't want the internet to be a safe haven for terrorists and criminals, they complain that expanding wiretapping laws to cover internet calls or voice over IP calls will create additional points of attack and security holes that hackers can exploit.
And will.
And will.
Yeah.
VoIP service providers such as Vonage, Skype, Big Up Yourself, Packet 8 have 18 months to comply with the new law. I said this basically off the air. What I think is, if this is brought in as the law and they can't get around it, they're going to fuck all these companies right up the arse. Because the first people who got onto VoIP were geeks, people who are using the internet a lot, myself especially, and they saw a cool product, it's encrypted from end to end, and that's damn fucking good. They started using it, and there are now millions of people all over the globe using Skype. I don't know about the other guys, but Vonage and Packet 8, for example, but I know they both have a shitload of subscribers.
Yeah, definitely. I am a Vonage subscriber. We use Skype to do this. It's encrypted end to end, so nobody can hear what you're telling me, and nobody can hear what I'm saying
until we broadcast it to the world.
Until we broadcast it to fucking everyone. But obviously,
kind of a mute point when you put it like that.
Yeah, but obviously, our private conversation after the show, our little
the phone sex,
our little
after party
goes very well. Yeah.
So. Yeah, this is crazy. They're really going to fuck up these companies just by bringing in these old draconian laws. Mm. And people who currently use them, the main users who are enthusiastic computer kind of people, they will just move off and find another system that hasn't been fucked by it yet, or a whole new system that won't be fucked by it.
Yeah. It's just crazy because if you're going to do something, then the people that actually want to be protected will just move on and create their own protection system. It's not that hard. I'm sure you could take like TeamSpeak or those kind of things and encrypt that and use that and move on. And you know, it's not like once you've had it in place, it's not going anywhere. It's such a flexible thing that it can change within the next day and have a completely different thing, so that it remains to some degree untrackable by the FBI and whoever wants to track you, sort of thing. So it's a bit stupid to have this taken away from us.
Yeah, all you really need, if push comes to shove, fucking VPN from computer to computer.
Mm.
And then just set up some kind of chat session between the two.
Exactly.
That isn't reporting to a central server.
Yeah.
So it's just two computers, encrypted tunnel between the two of them, and they're just passing voice data to each other.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a Skype, but you don't need a central server to tell you where, if all your buddies are online and stuff like that. You know. Yeah, which would be a lot easier to create, I think, than Skype.
Definitely.
You know, call, and then you put in the IP address once you've set up the VPN tunnel, and off you go.
Yeah, or you'd fuck voice over IP altogether, and you would just send encrypted text over the wire, sort of thing.
It's worked so far.
Yeah, it's worked. You know? It's worked for so many years since like the beginning of the internet. Why take it away? It's just a bit odd. If the fucking terrorists are going to fucking do something, then they will do it. You know what I mean? Taking away somebody's right to privacy just because they could potentially be a terrorist is wrong. And this is something I was, from the beginning of the show, ranting about. And, like, last night's show, I kind of kicked off a little rant. And it just continues on and on for many years.
Well, you see, this is just piggybacking whenever a terrorist kind of incident happens. They've got this shit waiting in the wings that they'd like to do.
Yeah.
But they don't, the government, or governments, wherever you are, they don't think they can get away with it if they just came out and said, right, fuck your VoIP, we're now monitoring it, and you're fucked. But if everyone's a bit shaken up, and there's bombs going off, and everyone's a bit weary, and there's coppers everywhere, then they start saying, well, they sugarcoat the pill as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, in order to prevent these terrorists from ever being able to do anything this bad again, we're going to monitor everyone's calls. You know, and they kind of play that bit down a bit, and they play up the bit about terrorists, terrible people, and they use the internet, you know.
Yeah, they could be using this program right now to plan the next bombing. You know, it's like,
and so could 12 million other people just to talk about bollocks.
Exactly.
What about those guys?
Yeah.
And us two here, we're talking about bollocks.
We're talking about bollocks continuously.
Well, actually, we're talking about something quite interesting and important, because it's people's rights being taken away. For once, rather than just you and me making fart cakes.
Yeah.
Which I do love. But this is something we do have to watch, because the story here says, just to repeat the last line of the story, VoIP service providers such as Vonage, Skype and Packet8 have 18 months to comply with the new law. To start the clock, people, start going to Skype, start going to Vonage, start going to Packet8, start going to whoever your provider is. Yeah.
And,
get on their forums.
Yeah, tell them not to.
Find out what their press releases are. And make a stand and just say, if you do this, then you can go for yourself.
Exactly.
If you believe in it, I mean, I'm not telling you listeners what to do. It's up to you. If wiretapping is something that
you
pisses
like.
You off.
Yeah.
Yeah, or if it's something you like,
if
then
you
just
like,
keep doing it.
If you like being tapped and your conversations listened to, fair enough.
I was saying earlier as well, cheers, you know, that there are a lot of people who use Skype just to contact their relations in other countries, and it's just like, hi mum, hi dad, how you doing, you know, you okay? And they're just basically making free phone calls.
Yeah, and those people might not give a shit, because they think, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I'll just continue.
Well, it's such a trivial phone call
exactly.
that, you know, they can either make it over a normal phone line and probably be tapped, and they've got nothing to hide by doing that, or they can Skype it or Vonage it or whatever, VoIP it basically for free and run the same risk. So they're going to stay with the system. People who oppose what this stands for and who don't want to be tapped, which again, first of all, that's going to be the terrorists.
Yeah,
they're going to go, hang on, right, you're going to tap the system, oh, I'll use something else then.
Yeah,
so what's the point in tapping it then?
I'll just walk over there. God. Do they not see that they're like really, really stupid? Or is it just me?
I don't know.
Is it just
is it
like
a bunch of clowns somewhere that come up with this stuff?
We'll just take
what do you think, Bobo?
Yeah, or I think we should just take everybody's rights away from them. Yeah, that would work. Oh God. Is there like somebody there that just sits there cracking away at Prozac? And smashing their bollocks into a vice, making up these crazy ideas all day long? Or is it just like, you know, I don't know, what the fuck is going on with this world?
I reckon they've got an old version of Stephen Hawking's talking computer that he's thrown away and it's broken. It doesn't work because it just kept saying the same old words.
Yeah.
And they keep asking this computer, thinking that the computer was the intelligent one out of the pair of them. Oh, broken computer, what should we do with voice over IP?
Ban it.
Crack it. That's all it can say.
Yeah.
Monitoring. Take their rights away.
Do not encrypt.
What do you think about email? Take their rights away.
What do you think about, you know, ID
Monitor
cards?
Them.
Enforce ID cards. Everybody must die. I mean, everybody must be controlled.
Maybe it's gone super intelligent and it's trying to take over the world and kill everyone.
Maybe.
It's doing a good job.
Monitoring cameras in people's houses. We must know what they are doing.
You know, I reckon 20-odd years or so, if that long, every house will have a webcam built into the monitor.
Exactly.
And they'll start tapping those as well.
Sure.
Once it's an everyday kind of thing, like the phone is now, they'll just start saying, well, we might have to monitor your data transmission.
Yeah, we're going to have to monitor your movements in your house. We
didn't feel. Then where are we, baby?
We did not feel that our you know national security is safe if you're not being
monitored. Your house is being monitored. Please stand against the wall. Put your hands on the pads. Are you a human or a popsicle?
God. We have to stop the popsicle invasion.
Yeah.
Rise up against the popsicles. We must fight.
Breathe on them.
Yeah.
They will melt. I don't know. How do you feel about a pause here and a pretty good tune?
Yeah.
This is Planet Lave's patented piss break about halfway through the show. I don't want to miss any content, so I'm not going to sneak off in the background.
And this is a MOP remix. Put it work in the street like a slave.
Word.
Here it is.
Yo.
I could have been a rapper, you know.
You should have been.
Well, we did it in school.
Yeah.
A-level rap.
I can't rap for my life, to save my life. If somebody had a gun to my head and said, Bilal, if you do not rap, I will put
I want to hear your rhymes, fool.
I want to hear your rhymes, fool. If you don't hear your rhymes, I will fucking shoot you in the motherfucking head. And I'd say, motherfucker, I don't know what you're talking about, because I can't rhyme for shit.
So
I know, right? I'm about orange. Oh, shit. Bang.
I'll rhyme orange with, orange is...
Doesn't rhyme with anything.
Orange. Damn you! Eminem!
See, there's rapping, proper rapping, that's good, and it's fucking, when it's done right, it's fucking ace. And then there's releasing old songs from the 60s and talking over them.
Yeah.
Such as the Nancy Sinatra track, which was made famous on Kill Bill.
Right.
Well, not made famous, but made famous recently to this kind of generation.
Yeah.
And then someone re-releases it and bang, bang, my baby shut me down. And then someone starts talking all over it.
Yeah.
And now they've done that Diamonds Are Forever one.
Yeah.
Which is an old Bond theme. Can you guess what Bond film it was from?
Bang Bang. Is that the song you're talking about? Bang Bang Shot Me Down.
I was for a minute, and then I moved on to the other one.
What's the other one?
The other one is they got the old Bond theme.
Yeah.
Diamonds Are Forever.
Oh, Diamonds Are Forever. Yeah. I won't sing.
I was saying for a joke, can you guess what Bond film theme tune is taken from?
Is it Diamonds Are Forever?
That's the one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Our server said.
Sorry, <Jack. laughs>
And then someone just starts talking all over it, going, yeah. Oh, bling bling, I gotta get the diamonds, or the I can't diamonds. Get the bitches in my Cadillac, and I'm gonna shoot
forever,
you. And you've got a good song going in the back, you know, a good old song. And then someone just shouting all over it, you're ruining it.
Yeah.
Now I can do that. You know?
Yeah.
If they'd need somebody to fuck up a good old classic song, I can go in and just shout and rave and rant and act like a lunatic and say bling bling every 3 seconds. It's not a problem.
Sometimes I have a feeling that I want to walk into a crowded space and get a loudspeaker and broadcast this to everyone. And just get a few cameras and record their reactions.
See the horror on their faces.
On their faces as they witness
the dark side
of the geeks.
The geeks come and strike back, and they're coming in your ears.
That's right, we haven't said coming in your ears yet this episode. Damn it.
Damn.
How far are we in? About an hour or so? We haven't said it.
Let me just check. 50 minutes.
I'm still waiting for someone to email us in and say, stop saying that, you've stolen it from Peter K.
Yeah, we find it funny. I'm still waiting for somebody to actually email us in.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. I had to restart the Oh, I just got somebody saying don't sing. Oh, thank you very much. I won't be singing
anymore.
I don't know if they mean you or me.
Who do you mean? Which one? Me or...
Probably
planet?
Both, I think.
Yeah. Where was I? Yes.
You ain't no rapper, fool.
You ain't no rapper, fool. I ain't gonna go play. I ain't gonna get a play.
Sorry.
I pity the fool.
Yeah.
I love Mr. T. He's the best guy ever in existence.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Hmm. Right.
He recently beat cancer,
Did he what? Sorry?
Mr. T recently beat cancer.
Really?
I think it was about 4 years ago or something.
I ain't got no cancer, fool!
Yeah, he did.
And it was gone. Well, it was so scared. It just went out of his body.
I ain't got no cancer, fool!
I don't think he's really done anything since the Rocky films in the 80s.
No.
He was in Spy Hard
with
Leslie Nielsen.
Don't you think he's got, like, a really bad neck ache?
What, from all the gold?
From all the gold, yeah.
I'd assume so.
Yeah.
But I don't know, but he was a big, tough kind of guy.
He was.
So maybe he could just wear all that and not really feel it.
Definitely.
I don't know. I'm not a tough guy myself.
No.
I don't know how it feels.
I don't know. I've never felt it. I've never touched the mat.
But what it was, I found this thing on the website. Some American TV show went and interviewed him and said, you know, basically, what are you up to now? Mm-hmm. He said, you know, well, I'm doing this and this and this. And they say, well, I notice you don't wear the gold anymore.
Ooh.
He says, no, man, the gold's in my heart. I don't need to wear
it. Yeah, he's been wearing it so long, it's actually...
It's absorbed into
his body.
And they said, so we heard that you had a cancer scare a couple of years ago. You know, how are you doing? You okay? Stuff like that. And he says, that cancer's tough. But it ain't as tough as Mr. T. And apparently he beat it and he made a full recovery.
Wow.
And he's alright.
Top man.
I really hope he is.
Top man.
I think he's doing a lot of awareness and charity raising kind of thing for cancer charities now. So big up to you, Mr. T, if you are listening. I wish you were.
Yeah.
Because he is genuinely a hero of mine. Love the guy.
I'll just let you
try and steer this thing back on topic after that.
Do you think he'd be impressed with our impersonations of him?
I think he'd call us fools.
Yeah, you'd call it Radio 4. You ain't no hacker 4.
I could hack your ass in a second, fool.
Yeah. Can you imagine Mr. T hacking you?
You'd be fucked then.
Yeah.
You've been hacked, fool.
You've been hacked, fool. I owns you, fool.
Ain't going on no internet.
I ain't going on no fucking XP.
He should start the stand against Windsor's Vista.
Yeah.
Ain't got no Vista, fool.
Yeah. That is going on one of the bumpers, I have to say. Ain't going on
Vista,
fool.
Maybe we can start a whip round.
Yeah.
The world, the entire planet wide, and have everyone put a quid in and hire Mr. T to stand against Windows Vista.
Yeah. And just say this.
Shut up, Bill Gates!
Shut up, Bill Gates, you fool! And for you that are thinking that this is quite a change from last night's show, it's because I've had too much coffee and I'm really, really hyper.
Oh man, pet pills.
Yeah. Oh god. So, let's hit it with this German keyboard, the Uber Geeko keyboard. It's so...
Uber Geek keyboard.
What it does is it basically, it's a keyboard that's completely matte black, approved by Darth Vader, obviously. And what it has is it's a standard like 128 keyboard, but it has no labels on it. It doesn't have any letters or numbers on it. You may ask why. You could just do that, but I think the good thing about it is it has a unique kind of weighted key press, so that each key is weighted differently for perfect typing. So you have to press down with, let's say, slightly less on your outer fingers, like your pinky and your ring finger, where you have to press a tiny bit more with your thumbs and everything like that on the keyboard, which is kind of cool for fast typing. And also, I think it's fucking useless, in all honesty, but it is kind of cool on that side. Although, there is a keyboard out there that will piss over this keyboard.
Oh, is this the Optimus?
This is the keyboard that, if you change a different application, it will actually display the shortcuts on the actual keys.
There's little kind of
there's a little like a
LED screen inside each key.
Yeah.
So if you're running, let's say, Photoshop, it'll come up with all the little shortcuts.
Mm.
Like you see in some professional graphic kind of places, they put stickers on all the buttons to tell you what you're doing. And then if you switch into a video editing application, let's say Vegas, and then it'll come up with all those different little things as well.
And if you're
playing,
switch
it to Quake.
Yeah, if you're playing Quake.
It'll give you all those kind of things.
All the guns.
What's forward, what's backwards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
It looks absolutely awesome. I think they're about to start selling this.
Yeah.
And this is the Optimus keyboard at a different site.
I heard from a guy at work today that he said that they are actually going to start selling them.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'd love to fucking get my hands on them.
I think he also said that they're probably going to be going around £350 each.
Mm.
So, start saving now, baby. There's
fuck that. I just can't afford it. That's the new innards for a PC, isn't it?
Yeah.
350.
It's just like, wow, this is so fucking cool.
It is cool, but I couldn't justify that in my brain.
No, keyboard.
No matter how cool. And the Optimus keyboard is the coolest of the cool.
Yeah.
The one that we're talking about here at the minute is the
DAS keyboard. It's called the DAS keyboard. It's the link is www.daskeyboard.com. And it's
German.
It's a German
for the keyboard.
Yeah, it's a blank keyboard. It's just a blank keyboard. But you have that added kind of, I don't know, coolness with the weighted keys, which is...
That is a
new.
Pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a go on one, but I wouldn't really want to buy one without trying.
Yeah.
There was a thing on the site that says because it's got no letters on any of the keys, then you can't look down and see what you're
typing. So
trying to press. Yeah. So you all eventually you kind of get into the mindset of always looking at the screen, and you're just typing away, and it does improve your typing speed a shitload.
I do that normally anyway. I touch type as it is, and I have one of those, you know, the kind of split keyboards.
Yeah.
Where one side of the keyboard is split and the other kind of is split and it's kind of curved. So you kind of type as if you're holding a football. Like, you know, if you hold a football at the top and you kind of type like that, it's kind of weird to get used to at the beginning, but it just makes you type so much faster.
American or English football?
It's a English football.
A proper football?
A proper football, yeah.
Not a rugby ball with laces on it?
No.
Apologies to our US listener.
We won't have none of that here.
I read this article today when you sent it to me,
and
the main thing that stuck in my mind was how the name of it, DAS Keyboard, sounds like a Rammstein song.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're all German.
Yeah.
I just got this image in my head of Rammstein going, da 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 DAS Keyboard!
Da 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 DAS Keyboard!
It's got different weights on different keys, yeah! You can't see what you're fucking
typing!
I have an MP3 somewhere of them singing the old song, She's a Model and She's Looking Good.
Yeah.
I can't remember who actually did the original.
How does it go?
Some 80s band. It was, just like really heavy guitars going, she's a model and she's looking good and talking. And it sounded really fucking cool. I really did like it. I think I mainly do enjoy a bit of their stuff because I just can't understand it because I don't understand German.
It's
so it sounds really cool and hardcore.
Yeah.
Once met a German girl and she was going on. I got told to her, she said, oh yeah, I'm really big into music and that, and I thought, right, okay, how can you chat her up? She's German, she likes music, what do you know on each of those two subjects?
Right.
Combined them together, and all I could come up with in my brain was Rammstein. I said, oh, right, you're German and you like music, have you heard of Rammstein? And she went, yeah.
Oh, I guess it's not that popular there in Germany, is it?
Well, I was asking her about a couple of their songs, and they're saying, yeah, it doesn't really mean anything, you know. That was on the, I think, the Matrix soundtrack.
Oh, yes, I'm going to have to try and find it, Anyway, go on.
If you've got it, put it on, just for relevance.
Yeah.
And she told me what it meant. I think it meant it is, or it was, or something like that. And it's just like two words. But when you don't understand it, it has a really cool kind of phonetic sound to it.
Yeah.
You know, especially with a rocking guitar, it's like, do hats!
Yeah.
Do hats! school yeah. asked me go far however it goes.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, what's that mean? He's like, oh yeah, it really means nothing.
Yeah.
And I didn't get anywhere.
Yeah, it's just a load of old bollocks.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that? That's just a load of all bollocks, mate. You got done, mate.
Didn't you know?
Did you know?
You monkey.
Yeah. I can't seem to find it, but I know I got it somewhere. Never mind.
Oh, well.
We'll
save it for a lady show.
We're being told that we sound very crazy, and it's funny. So
well, we are.
We're glad we're here for fucking amusement.
What, I'm like some kind of clown? I'm here to fucking amuse you.
Think I'm here to amuse you?
Hey, hey, hey.
Do you find that funny? How do you find that funny? Do you think I'm a clown? Do I look
no,
like
Anthony
a clown?
No, Anthony is a big boy. He knows what he said. I fucking love that film.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the only film in my extensive DVD collection that I've ever bought twice.
Right.
Because the first Goodfellas, when it first came out on DVD, mm-hmm. Here, and I can confirm in Australia,
right.
It was a two-sided DVD. So you get an hour through the movie,
yeah.
And it says, please turn over the disc.
Wow.
What a fucking shit piece of technology. That's what put me off being an early adopter of DVD.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of that going around.
Right.
And then I think about 2 years ago, they finally released kind of a special edition where they managed to put it all on one side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, big whoop. You know, people have been doing that since fucking back in the day. There was only a few films that came out on two sides.
I've got
and unfortunately, Goodfellas was one of them, and then I've got the special edition, which is better just because you can sit down, press play, and watch all of it.
Yeah.
It's great.
I've got a song here called Digital Underground Sex Packets.
That sounds kind of relevant.
Yeah. Let me see what it sounds like.
Sex packets, sex packets.
Sending you that TCP IP.
Yo, man, what you got? Got the sex packets, brother. You need anything? Yo, what you got? Let's see, I got a.
What you got, ho?
Two sisters, two redheads, a strawberry blonde, and a Chinese girl.
Make it a Chinese girl.
$10. I'll have the Chinese girl for $10.
Man, I got you. Be safe, man.
Suck it, fuck it. That was interesting.
Very weird. Now you're talking.
You're toxic. I've been in Iraq. Iraq,
that's
Iraq.
Toxic.
You're toxic.
This is actually a really cool song.
It is good, yeah.
I do fucking love it. And I do want to bone Britney in her mouth ass and any other artist. I could fit my teeny tiny piece.
You know,
which would probably include her ears.
You know, she's up the duff.
Yeah, shame.
Ah.
So, you know. Dippy 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 boo.
Biggity big green ball. So is this
Hey man, name is Dave. Evavu. Irado.
What's the club singing about?
Yeah. Say great. I'm a perfect day.
Can you guess what it is yet? I should totally mute her voice.
Geek fact, before you do.
Yeah?
This is featured in the new series of Doctor Who, Episode 2.
Right. What is?
Just wanted to put that out there.
What is?
Britney Spears Toxic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on Episode 2.
I didn't know that.
As was Mark Ullman's, Soft Cells, Tainted Love.
Oh, good stuff.
It was a fucking good episode.
Yeah.
It had some great music in it, you know. That's the one that's at the end of the year.
Oh, right. I missed a
watch
few
more
of
Doctor Who, you.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Call yourself a geek.
Sorry.
I will exterminate you.
I won't even go into that. There's so many things I can find wrong with that impression.
Exterminate.
Pervert.
Yeah.
Right, where were we?
Don't you mind seeing plunger?
Why did they have a sink plunger for a weapon?
Because they were created in the 1960s and that's all they had lying around the office.
That's all they could that's all they could afford.
Yeah. You're lucky you got that. It was going to be a toilet brush originally.
Oh, really?
I don't know, I'm making it up.
Oh, okay. So is this our last episode that we're doing before you're going on holiday?
I'm not sure. I have got a shitload to do.
Yeah.
Because I've not done anything. I think I've got all the documentation sorted. I've got the passport.
Okay.
I've got zero clothes. I think I'm just going to take a bit.
A t-shirt and jeans and that's it.
Yeah, you know, the basic kind of stuff. Enough clothes for like 1 week. And then try and get some shit over there.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be pretty cool. Clothes and stuff in New York.
Mm.
I don't know because I've never been, so I don't know what to expect.
Well, I'm sure it's like any other city.
I do have to put a bit of work in over the next couple of days of getting my lazy ass ready.
Yeah.
But I think I can squeeze another show probably Saturday.
Oh, good stuff.
Sunday's going to be a bit tricky.
Yeah. Good stuff. I mean, I didn't really have any kind of intention to do shows over Saturday and Sunday, if you know what I mean. That could be our time of rest. But if you want to put in one on Saturday, that'll be kind of cool if you want to do that.
Might squeeze one in before. Okay?
Yeah, just squeeze one in. And,
sounds like knocking one out. Yeah. Knock one out before I get on the plane.
Yeah. I've been told that I worry about you. That's what I got. I got a message.
You've been told you worry about me.
No. Somebody said, I worry about you.
Me?
No, me. To me.
You?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because they obviously I'm crazy. You're confused?
Yes.
Don't worry about it, man.
Somebody worries about you.
Yeah, me. Because I'm insane.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And is there anything bad with that?
Probably not. I don't know. I am in a straitjacket,
crazy
so...
crazy people forever.
Yeah.
Old school.
And this is Sleeping Awake by POD. It's kind of tune that was really kind of pushed when The Matrix came out, like proper kind of commercialized fucking heavy metal, which is what I don't like. A bit like Metallica. I don't know what you've got to say about Metallica.
Used to be good.
Yeah.
Turned into a bunch of cunts.
Battery!
They did some great fucking tracks.
Yeah.
Actually went out and bought all of their albums until they started a war on MP3.
Yeah, definitely.
And then they were releasing DVDs and stuff, and not a single one got bought. Sorry, pal. You just pissed off one of your fans.
Yeah.
Because you're an ancient dinosaur, you're a whiny bitch, and you just can't rock like you used to. So, you're fucked.
I swear, they've been going on for a very fucking long time, and like, the average age of a heavy metal band is not that long, because they take a lot of drugs, a lot of drink, and everything else in between.
Well, Ozzy's still going.
Yeah.
Just. I mean, look at him.
You mean he's still alive, or...
He's still barely walking and mumbling.
Yeah. Brr, fuck.
Fucking old Sharon!
Sharon!
Another thing with Metallica is apparently they first got started by doing they did a load of songs on tape.
Yeah.
Or somebody pirated one of their gigs or something like that, and they got famous through word of mouth.
Yeah.
People passing it around saying, "Hey, listen to these guys. They're fucking good. Yeah, they rock pretty fucking hard. Listen to them." And then they put out the first album, and all these people who listened to this pirate tape went out and bought it. And then it went on and on and on from there, and they got famous. And
good
then,
stuff.
You know, they suddenly wake up in the year 2000-ish, you know, it was a bit earlier than that, and find all this MP3 stuff going on, and Napster, and Lars Ulrich shits in bridges. and starts being a great big whiny pussy.
Yeah.
Which is always a good image for a hardcore heavy metal band, I find.
Battery.
To go on TV and start crying, saying, we want more money. Stop fucking downloading our stuff for free.
I can't buy
we're so cool
diamonds.
And we're so tough.
Yeah.
Fucking. Yeah, never bought a single thing ever. But Black Elm is an absolute classic, and just as well, personally. And some people would say Ride the Lightning. I don't rate it much myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just wired up the wrong way.
Yeah.
But they did do some good shit back in the day.
Yeah.
And then they lost it. It's kind of like Sick Boy's rant in Trainspotting.
Yeah.
You know, you get old, you can't hack it anymore.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Exactly. You die.
Yeah.
Choose life. Now, have you seen... Don't laugh when I say this, okay? Have you seen a film called Hard Men?
How could I not laugh at it? I saw it once when I was in a wanking booth, but I swear I put my pound in the wrong slot, and then the police came in, and I said, no, I wanted filthy bitches too.
I am,
and then Hard Men came on the screen, and my pants fell down. No, I've never seen it.
Okay.
And I'm hoping it's not a gay construction worker porn film.
Because I was actually, it was quite a while back when it was made, I think 1997 it was made, and like, I watched it, I think somebody, a friend of mine, have it on, I think it was actually on TV or something, it got released on TV, and like, the next day, I came back and I was like, oh, did you watch that film last night? It's called Hard Men. And like, everybody kind of just like, walked away slowly from me, and somebody else was like, yeah, I saw it, man, it was really good, and I'm like, yeah, it's fucking great, it's a fucking mad fucking gangster film. And we were like the only two people in the classroom going, yeah, the fucking Hard Men, so good. I was just like so at the edge of my chair, just I couldn't wait. It just there's like huge build up and like excitement, and it's a good film. I think I've got two of it. I think I've got two copies or one. I'm not sure, but next time you pop round, we can watch Hard Men together.
And then we can be Hard Men together.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's definitely not gay porn.
No, it's definitely not gay porn, no.
Okay.
I assure you, it's not gay porn.
It's bisexual porn!
Yeah. It's borderline homosexuality.
They only kiss and wank each other off, you know, that's not gay.
Exactly. It's just experimenting, okay? God. This is like the British Squizzy Radio, I think. You haven't heard.
I've never tuned in.
Yeah,
no, this is the one you told me about, wasn't it?
Yeah. Except we're not racist. I don't think we've had any racist comments. No.
Not intentionally.
No.
I would just like this time to say I'm not against any particular race, culture, nationality, sexuality, or anything like that. What I am against is arseholes.
Yeah.
Now, they come in every single colour you can imagine, every sexuality, from every nation.
Yeah.
And you never know when you're going to meet one until you've met them and they've made that arsehole impression on you.
Yeah.
So I always meet people and I always think the best of them until they prove otherwise.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've seen that in quite a few times. Mm. I think 98% of people in the world are great, cool people.
Yeah.
And I've met a few people who are just absolute arseholes. You know, and they just go out of the way to be a complete dick.
Yeah.
And you go up there and you say, hello, mate, how's it going? And you're very cool with him.
Yeah.
And then after 5 or 10 minutes, you just think, no, you're a fucking twat.
Now, just to brighten your mood up, have you ever played Legend of Zelda?
No. Well, I've played the Game Boy kind of versions.
Did you know, I'm assuming that you know who System of a Down are.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard their version of Legend of Zelda?
No.
Okay, do you want to hear it?
Yes, indeed I do.
Okay, here we go.
Link, come to town. Come to save the Princess Zelda. Gonna
do you think?
I think that's fucking ace.
Yeah. I think I've just found my closing music. That's funny.
I do have an MP3 that, I don't really have it, but it's on a site. And what it was, back when they did Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis.
Yeah.
Which was on the Amiga, and I think maybe on the PC. Mm-hmm. They did a floppy disk version, and they did a CD version. And the CD version had all audio on it. So you got some guy pretending to be Indiana Jones. And somebody's gone through the entire game and selected certain little clips of audio. And they've played them in a different order that makes it sound rather filthy.
Right.
And I will have to dig it out and send it to you.
Yes, please.
Because it made me fucking piss myself. And, you know, as you know, I'm a very juvenile kind of person.
Yeah.
And I believe you are too. And I think you'd fucking love it.
Definitely. Me, juvenile, never.
How dare you, sir?
How dare you speak such atrocities?
Pistols adore!
I like this song, Radiohead, Fake Plastic Trees. It's kind of like, just like, you know, this is the Drive Hour, bringing you home with Belial and Planet.
And hey, watch out for those truckers down there.
The roads are a little foggy tonight, but we'll be... This is the Drive Time Hour with Belial and Planet.
And there's cones all up the inside lane of the A1, so if you are there, you may want to take a diversion.
On M25, on the second interjunction to the northbound road, there's 5 minute delays and a 3 mile tailback due to a motorcyclist spilling his guts out on the road. Please do avoid that if you're heading southbound, and eastbound crossings are also congested. Sounds good.
That's pretty impressive how well you can do that just off the top of your fucking head.
Yeah.
You must listen to way too much traffic radio.
I hardly ever listen to radio at all. Yeah.
Well, you could get a job in at any time. Just go up there and just start fucking making shit up.
Yeah.
The A217 out of Bedford is all backed up, and if you watch this, then fucking hell.
Have you ever heard, do you like corn at all? The band corn, not the food.
I've never actually listened to much of their stuff.
No.
So I can't say yes or no.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
I think potentially I might be a yes.
Oh, okay.
Are those the guys that wear the mask?
No, that's Slipknot, I think.
Slipknot, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I was hanging around one day, trying to get a burger.
Yeah.
And this was at the Ozfest.
Right.
Back in 2001.
Yeah.
And there was some guy there in a gimp mask standing near me. So I kind of hedged away from him a bit, thinking he's probably some guy who wants to bum people randomly.
Yeah.
And then loads of people just ran up to him and went, "Oh man, I fucking love your band!
I love you all!"
And he's like, this guy in the gimp mask is going, "Well, thank you. Thank you for coming out here and supporting us." He's a really well-spoken guy. He seemed, like, really cool.
Did he have, like, a really long... Did he have a really long penis nose?
Not that I noticed, no.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's just some guy in a mask. I looked at that and I went,
"Fuck!"
I think it was the drummer.
Oh, right.
Joey Jordison, I was overhearing these guys when they were going like, "Oh wow, you're so fucking cool."
Yeah, Joey. And, like, "Well, thanks, Joey. Guys."
And then I thought, "What the fuck was that all about?" And I didn't really know about Slipknot until then, and I still really don't. And then I was pissing about in some other area of the Ozfest, and then all these guys came on stage in masks and shit like that. I thought, "Oh, that must have been one of those guys who was was in the band." No. It wasn't just a random freak.
Just some random freak in a gimp mask.
Yeah.
And this is Korn Did My Time. See, Korn kind of grew on me through the years. They always...
Perhaps grew on me through the years.
Sorry, headlights grew on me.
Corn grew on you.
What? Yeah,
Corn Gruen,
yeah. I do like them. Some people have a distaste for corn. This sounds really... Yeah, the food channel. I don't know. Their first album was kind of weird. Although the guy was, like, raped by his dad or something, and he had weird...
Really?
Yeah, he had some weird kind of...
Jesus!
He had some weird kind of hidden songs at the end of the tracks, and it would be like him going... So something like that, along those lines. Sorry?
Please don't bum me, Dad.
Yeah, and he'd be like... And he'd be like, Father, or something like that. I don't know, it was just some weird, fucked up shit that guy's been through. So, I think it is actually Take My Pain Away, the song that he did to... kind of talk about his dad, I think. I don't know. I think this is it, actually.
Ah, that's fucked up.
Yeah. This is it. Yeah, it's kind of... I like the lyrics. It's like... Korn were like the first kind of ever kind of, rap kind of quasi-rock and heavy metal kind of band. But they did some good stuff, in my opinion.
I did enjoy their appearance in South Park.
Yeah.
Our niblet!
Ooh! But he does tend to make some really weird kind of noises. Yeah. I think there was some beef before with him and someone else as well. I don't know. All this kind of weird stuff. All these weird band things that they try and do to generate more publicity, I guess.
Sometimes it's real, sometimes it's just a load of old bollocks just to get the first shit.
Sure. And let's
you
do
got
a...
Any,
Sorry, go on.
You got any Rage Against the Machine on there?
Ooh, I do think I do, but...
Good man.
It's going to take some time to find.
Pooey,
exactly. Well, let me just see if I can find that.
Because you have all your MP3s organised in a weird way.
They're all
based on the sexuality of who they were written by.
Yeah.
C:/gay.
Yeah.
/ Elton John, also Queen, and there's probably a bit of soft sell in that directory as well. Is that in your buy directory?
That's in the not quite so hardcore queen.
This isn't bashing anyone, by the way. This is something we were doing earlier.
Yeah.
And, I asked Bilal if he had any Queen to kick off the show with, and he said, hang on a second, here we go, Rocket Man.
Yeah.
I said, that's fucking Elton John.
No, I don't seem to have any Rage Against the Machine on here.
What?
No. Damn, boy. Unless it's,
we'll have to sort that out.
Unless it's in a different subdirectory. Nah, I don't know where he is. Fuck it.
Alright, cool.
Yeah, well.
I only asked because I just saw the CD here on my desk. I thought, yeah.
So, it's actually 1 hour 26 minutes into the show. Yeah.
Don't know. That's our 1 hour 26
minute
weird sound.
Yeah. That's going on the wise word section. God.
How the hell are you going to type?
Phonetically, I guess.
Yeah.
Sounds
rather
like,
you than me, man.
Sounds like something from Close Encounter.
I was trying to be all spooky and weird.
Yeah. So, shall we finish things off, or do you have any more random things to talk about?
Not as far as I know, but then again, I always go on to the show with nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
And then it's an hour and a half later, and I've, you know, my throat is dry from ranting on and on about shit.
It's mad.
And so.
Sure.
No, I'm pretty sure I have no other content.
Okay, then. I think we'll finish off
Dave.
Okay, Dave. I think we're going to be... I'm going to be pissing myself listening back to this. I always seem to... I was just listening to our previous episodes on the bus and just going... Just fucking laughing my head off on the bus. And I bet people were thinking, what the fuck is that guy doing?
He's mad. He's a bomber.
Yeah. Fuck him. So,
one thing I do want to say before we go...
Go ahead.
...is I listened to last night's broadcast, the 11th of August, and I do feel that I should apologise about my language.
Oh?
I did not know how much I swear through it until I listened to it back.
Oh,
and, again, this show is probably the same. Oh. I do try and reel it in, but it just comes out, especially when I get stuck for words and
fuck.
I get aggravated... about people trying to tap voice over IP and stupid things like that going on in the world, and I just go, swear word! And I came up with some quite bad stuff last night, I thought.
I really don't see why you're apologising.
Well, I think that, you know, the people we met at the London 2600 meeting were of all ages.
True, okay, yes, fair enough.
I don't really want to... kind of offend anyone or make it sound like I'm trying to swear to be funny or think that it's a big thing to do.
Fair enough.
Don't think it's a big thing to do. I do think it's vulgar, and I just don't notice that I'm doing it.
You've been a bad boy.
I've been a bad boy, and I gotta go to my room.
Maybe we should then...
And masturbate.
We should stick up a little disclaimer.
Yeah, I think I should put something on the site.
A little disclaimer.
I'm very sorry for my swearing.
Yeah, and it's not safe for work. Well, it's safe for work if you've got headphones on, which is what I do at work, is just constantly listen to everything. So, we're going to have a disclaimer.
Just in case. I just want to put that out there. That's in advance.
Cool. And I do want to apologise about my rant as well, because it was probably a bit extreme.
Which one?
Last night's show.
No, it wasn't extreme at all. I was just confused when you first came on, as I said to you afterwards. But it really made sense once you started talking about the stories that you'd found during that day, and 14-year-old kids being put in jail and stuff like that, mate. That is...
It makes you cry.
Flipping crazy.
Yeah.
And I just managed to control one swear word there.
Well done.
Thank you.
You saved a penny in the swear basket.
I'd be a very rich man by now if I had one of those.
Definitely. So we'll be closing off tonight's show. Hope you enjoyed it. I sure enjoyed it. It was great fun.
I definitely did.
Friday,
it's always a pleasure.
It is Friday night, and I've got nothing better to do. So.
Well, this is a fucking good laugh. I do enjoy doing this.
Yeah. It's better than being in the pub, putting alcohol in your body.
Saying what?
I said, just put
what?
Nothing.
I can't hear you. The Hogshead music is too loud.
Yeah.
What? Play some Queen.
I think we're going to have to do a show once where somebody's outside getting really pissed. What do you think?
Well, I'm sitting here having a few beers, so I'm getting really pissed.
Yeah, every night we get pissed.
And now over to our drunk on the streets.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'll fucking tell you. Fuck!
I can have you. I can do that, easy.
Yeah, cool.
As long as the radio station pays my beer expenses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course we will. Definitely. With our £6 million budget, yeah.
No, oh, hell yeah. This is all about the money, baby.
Yeah,
and the bling bling.
And the girls.
The biatches.
The bitches we get.
And the big low riding kind of car type of things. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not from Los Angeles, am I?
Oh, well. Ooh. Okay, we're going to saying goodbye now. you've been listening to Bilal.
And Planet Lave.
And Planet Lave.
As always.
We'll be closing off with System of a Down. Legends of Zelda.
thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.